With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He refers to it as a last-minute crisis. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says it's delaying an Israeli cabinet vote on the proposed ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. Netanyahu's office says Prime Minister's cabinet will not meet to consider the agreement until Hamas honors all aspects of the deal reached with the help of Biden and Trump negotiators.
President Biden said his administration negotiated the deal, but the incoming Trump team will soon be charged with making sure it's implemented.
I told my team to coordinate closely with the incoming team to make sure we're all speaking with the same voice.
But Donald Trump pushed back, saying his election victory is why there's a ceasefire. In fact, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Trump's team was absolutely critical in getting this deal over the line. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Carrying on a tradition dating back to the dawn of the Republic, President Biden has delivered a farewell address to the nation, warning of a concentration of power and wealth among a select few, invoking President Eisenhower's farewell warning 60-plus years ago.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
6 decades later, I'm equally concerned about the potential rise of a tech-industrial complex
that Mr. Biden claims poses a threat to democracy. Also at SRNNews.com, today's day two of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi's confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Central Ohio stands to benefit economically from a defense contractor's plans to build a massive advanced manufacturing plant. The Anduril Industries facility would bring about 4,000 jobs to the area's burgeoning high-tech sector, roughly 16 miles southeast of Columbus. Wall Street, the Dow is up 17 points. This is SRN News. A warning about Syria.
Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern, and he does not trust the Muslim rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad in December. He tells the Christian Post that the rebels, quote, have absolutely mercilessly targeted Syria's Christians in the past. This is radical Islam. We know who these guys are. Since taking control of the country, the rebels have promised religious tolerance for all, but those promises have been very vague. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey issued a slew of executive orders on his first full day as West Virginia's chief executive, including one enabling families to receive religious exemptions from school vaccinations. Another order terminates all diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from state-run institutions, something Morrisey vowed to do during his campaign. Efforts to end DEI are expected to expand in Republican-led states under President Trump. This is SRN News. Another SpaceX success.
SpaceX has launched a pair of lunar landers for U.S. and Japanese companies looking to jumpstart business up there. The two landers rocketed away early Wednesday from Florida, the latest in a stream of private spacecraft aiming for the moon. They shared the ride to save money, but planned to peel away on separate roundabout routes. Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lander should arrive in March. Tokyo's iSpace company expects its Resilience lander to get there by May or June. This is the second moon mission for iSpace. Its first ended with a crash in 2023. Keith Peters reporting.
Blue Origin launching a massive new rocket on its first test flight. Today's liftoff from Florida carries an experiment designed to orbit thousands of miles above the Earth. Blue Origin's been launching customers to the edge of space since 2021. More details at srnnews.com.